we present The Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin in Ticket to Ride.
I'm coming! Oh, I can't cope. Oh, it's you, Victor.
It's just a social call, Mrs. Nettican. I came to wish your charming daughter, little Melanie, bon voyage, so to speak, on her holiday in Scotland.
Well, you're too late, Sis John.
Oh, what a shame.
They took her to the station half an hour ago. It nearly broke my heart seeing her go off with a... a little haversack on her back. Oh, she's never been anywhere as far as Scotland on her own before. She's only ever once went somewhere on her own before. And that was at paper shop round corner to get a radio time. And we didn't see her for 2 weeks.
Oh, how terrible.
It was. The radio times was useless when she got to
oh, dear.
She hasn't got a very good sense of direction, you see. I'd never forgive myself if anything happened to her.
Oh, there. Don't touch yourself. Oh, here's my hanky. Have a blow.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, no. Look who's coming across the road. It's Fred Flibber. I can't stand him, Vicar. I'll have to go.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Nettican.
Oh, I can't go.
Ah, Mr. Flibber. How nice to see you.
All right, Vic.
As well as could be expected. I haven't seen you in church for quite some time.
Oh, no, it's all good for me. It's a Sunday, Vicky, you see. I do all my charity work on that day, you know. Run a couple of marathons, swim channel, you know. Just don't think I don't get to church. I mean, most Saturdays I'm down at Westminster Abbey.
Oh, really? How interesting. Doing what?
Well, I write all Archbishop of Canterbury sermons for him, you know.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going now, may I ask?
I'm just off to Arabia in my private jet to see how my harem's getting on.
Harem?
Hey, I've got a couple of 100 wives over there, you know, so I try to pop over one day a week, keep them happy. I'm famous out there, you know. Fred of Arabia, they call me.
Well, may I wish you a safe flight, Mr. Fibber, and, have a nice day, as they say.
Aye, thank you, I will, yeah. There's just one thing, if you've got a minute.
What's that?
Can you lend us 10 people at bus fare to airport?
Look after yourself, Melanie Lovey.
Don't worry, I'll be all right.
Don't forget to ring us up when you get there, so we know you're safe.
All right.
Have a nice time, Melanie, and send us a postcard.
Yeah, I will.
Now, you're going to say something, Uncle Nasty.
Good riddance.
Oh, look, now you've upset her, Uncle Nasty. Calm down, Melanie, lover. He doesn't mean it.
I think the guard's waving his flag.
Give our love to your Auntie Maggie.
We'll see you in a fortnight, Melanie.
Bye-bye.
Come on, then. Let's get to the car park.
Well, I don't know about you, but for the next 2 weeks, your old house is going to be the same.
Never mind. She'll soon be back.
It's the first time in her life she's ever been away from home.
Well, I've never seen Feeder so upset. She was crying so much this morning, she could hardly make Melanie's semolina and kipper pear sandwiches.
You're right. I'm afraid Melanie's going to find them sandwiches a bit messy. That's when she gets them out of her haversack.
Well, why's that, lad?
Afraid her had no bread.
All right. Come on, get this excuse for the car started and let's get home.
Righto. Is everybody in? Right. Let's coax old Flossie into life.
You'll need a team of surgeons to get any life out of this heap of scrap metal.
She's a good car, is Flossie.
She is, lad. They don't make cars like this anymore. She's unique.
She is. Where else could you find a car with four wheels, all different sizes?
I think you're exaggerating a bit there, Wilfred. Only three of them are different sizes. Anyway, stand by. Here we go. Just listen to that engine. Can you hear it, eh? Listen to it. That's poetry in motion, that is.
I don't know about the poetry, but there's certainly no motion. I'm getting out and walking home.
Oh, don't be like that, Uncle Nasty. Let's all arrive home together.
Yes, it'd be silly you getting there before us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I must admit, Uncle Ruby, we don't actually seem to be moving.
No. I know, Wilfred. I seem to be having a bit of trouble getting it into gear. It's, that's got it. Right. Away we go, then. She's running as smooth as silk.
Uncle Ruby?
Don't bother me when I'm driving, Wilfred.
Yeah, Uncle Ruby?
He said not to bother him, lad. He's concentrating.
Yeah, I know, but it's important.
Well, make it quick, Wilfred. What's the matter?
Why are we going backwards?
Good heavens, so we are.
Of course we are, you were. You've put it in rotten reverse.
Oh, dear.
What's up, lad?
I can't move the gear stick. It's jammed in reverse.
You'll be tight, jammed.
Never mind. We'll go on backwards.
Hey, up. I've just had an idea.
So have I. Let's run it into the river.
No, no. You keep going backwards, all that, and in about 3 miles, there's that big roundabout.
Yeah, right.
Right. You go round the roundabout and back along the road where I'm now. We'll still be going backwards.
But at least we'll be going backwards in the right direction.
Exactly. Brilliant.
So that's 3 miles to this roundabout.
Yeah.
3 miles back again to where we are now.
Yes.
And then 2 miles from here to home.
You've got it in one.
That's 8 miles.
Correct.
Which in this car is 4 hours travelling time.
Exactly.
Well, at least we've got a nice day for it.
Well, I don't know where they are. Where do you think they are, Adolf?
I don't know!
Oh, I can't cope.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, I thought it was them.
No, it's us, Frieda.
Yes, it is, it's us.
Hey, are they back from taking Melanie to the station yet?
Ah, hey, hummers, like. I've had this casserole on that long, it's boiled dry twice. I don't know what it'll taste like.
By the sound of it, like it normally does.
Oh, I say, I hope nothing's happened to them, Frieda.
Oh, don't say that. It's 5 hours since they left for that station.
Oh, it'll be Uncle Rubbish's car, Geoffrey. It'll have broken down again.
Frieda, don't worry, love. You know how slowly that car goes.
Yes, if it went any slower, it'd be going backwards.
Has anybody seen my old floor cloth?
Well, I haven't.
Do you know, you can't put anything down in this house. 15 years I've had that floor cloth. Oh, I can't cope.
But just don't get into such a state, Frieda. It's only an old floor cloth.
It's the memories it has for me. That floor cloth was one of my mother's old vests. It's been in our family over 25 years. Oh, why won't people leave things where they find them?
Well, don't complain to me, Frieda. I wouldn't want one of your mother's old vests.
And I certainly wouldn't.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Where the heck have you been?
We had a small problem with Uncle Rubbish's car, Frieda.
Small problem? We're the laughingstock of the neighbourhood. We've just driven 8 miles backwards. He's a bad enough driver going forward. Can you imagine what he's like in reverse?
There we are. I've put Flossie in the garage. I'll have to get somebody to look at her in the morning.
Please, make it an undertaker.
The main thing is we're home safely, and Melanie's on her way to Auntie Maggie's in Perth.
Ah, you know, old gaffer, I feel a bit sorry for her on that platform.
What do you mean?
Ah. You know, that long journey to Scotland and no one to talk to. All on her own in that smelly cattle truck.
Yes, I know, Ratface. But we all agreed it was cheaper for her to travel on a goods train.
Poor Melanie.
What did somebody say? She's in a cattle truck.
Ah, we sent her by a goods train, Fina, because it was cheaper, you see. I admit it's not exactly first class, but they just put some clean straw in it, and there were only 6 cows in there.
Oh, I can't cope. Hey, and how long does it take to get there?
Ah, yes, well, you see. Right. It does take a bit longer than like a passenger train.
How long?
Because you have to change, you see.
How long?
4.5 days.
4.5 flipping. Oh, I can't cope, me poor daughter. Cooped up for 4.5 days with 6 cows.
She'll be as right as rain. She'll be able to talk to them. She's about the same mental age as a cow anyway.
She's not cooped up all the time, Frieda.
No, no. She does have to get out to change.
Change? How many changes has she?
9.
9?
You see, she goes from here to Crewe, then she changes and goes to Southampton, then she changes and goes to Swansea, then she changes and goes to Liverpool, then I think she goes to Hull via Isle of Man. Then, of course, she's got to go to Crewe again. Then she has another change for Carlisle, and then back to Crewe. Then a change for Aberdeen, where she thumbs a lift to Perth.
Oh, the poor thing. Why have you done this to her?
Obvious, Peter. It says £1.90 up normal fare.
But she's only going for a fortnight. It'll take her nearly a week to get there. How's she getting back?
Oh, what?
Oh, somebody have me put away. Here's your lunch. Help yourselves, I can't cope. One of these days you'll come home and I won't be here.
Hey. Hey, this smells nice, Peter.
Casserole. What a lovely flavour.
This is great.
Well, whatever it is that's given this this lovely flavour, you must tell us what it is.
Well, I've put nothing in it. It's been cooking all day. It's boiled dry twice, so it's like it normally is.
Well, I've never ever tasted such beautiful casserole in my life.
There's definitely a touch of magic about this.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's really mouth-watering.
Oh, dear.
What is it, lad?
I think I know what it is.
I bet you've found a bay leaf in your bowl, haven't you, Wilfred?
No, I found a flocker.
How's Frieda this morning then, Ratface?
Oh, no. Well, she's no better, old gaffer, you know.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Nah, it's 5 days now, old lad.
I know.
And not a word.
Not a peep.
She could be anywhere.
Do you think the cows have eaten her?
I think that's a bit far-fetched, Wilfred.
Of course it is. Cows are fussy about what they eat.
Hey, shall we telephone Auntie Maggie again and save you the ride?
Well, there's no point, Wilfred. Oh. Auntie Maggie said, as soon as Melanie arrives, she'll ring us.
Oh. We've just got to be patient, Mark, and wait.
Oh, it's Fred Tibber.
Oh, no.
All right, lad. Any news?
No, none, Fred.
Well, the first thing, lad, is not to panic. I've had all this before. Our Enid once went out to buy a red cabbage, and she didn't come back for 12 years.
Good grief, Fred. What did you do?
I opened a jar of beetroot.
Yeah, but didn't they bother you?
No, I quite like beetroot. Not as much as red cabbage, mind you, but...
Fred, it means you're Enid. Didn't it worry you that she was 12 years getting a red cabbage?
Not really. Don't forget, red cabbages were out to get in them days, weren't they, you know what I mean?
Just pack it in, Fibber, with your rotten lies.
I mean, when she came back, I asked her, I said, where the heck have you been for 12 years, Enid?
And what did she say?
She said there were a long queue at Green Grocer.
Yeah, but 12 years, Fred.
Listen, pal, during what we had to queue for everything. I once queued 2.5 years for a razor blade.
Fancy that.
Yeah. When I got one, I had a beard down to my knees.
And didn't your Enid wonder where you were?
No, it was whilst you were out getting that red cabbage.
But we ought to do something about Melanie, you know. She might be in trouble.
Why don't you ring Interpol?
Hey, what a good idea.
I'll go and do it straight away. Who do you say it is?
Interpol Wilson.
No, I'll do it now.
What's the use of ringing Interpol, Fibber? She's probably stuck in a railway siding in Crewe.
Nah, Interpol's your best bet. I should know. I used to work for them.
Oh, give over, Fibber.
You must have had a wonderful life, Fred.
Ah, I envy you, Fred.
I were head at Interpol for 5 years, eh? It were me that smashed that gang of international black pudding smugglers, you know.
What a load of rubbish.
I'm telling you.
You know, Fibber, I'm going to ask your Enid about some of these tales you keep coming back here with.
That's no use talking about Enid about my 5 years with Interpol, pal. She knows not about it.
And why's that, lad?
It were whilst you were out queuing for a red cabbage.
Oh, dear. If only I'd have gone with her.
6 days now it is.
I know. She could be anywhere.
I'm going into another room. I can't cope. Melanie, where are you?
Poor old Frida. Hello? This is Wilf Grimshaw here. Who is speaking?
Hello, Wilf Grimshaw.
It's Melanie! It's Melanie! Uncle Gibbard! It's Melanie!
Marvellous, marvellous!
Did you hear me, Rapid? It's Melanie! It's Melanie! In person, actually! Talking!
Just calm down yourself, Wilfred. Calm down.
Yes.
I mean, it's wonderful news and I'm delighted.
Yes.
Why do you try and calm down?
Yes, I know. Melanie! I'm talking with her voice. Then the telephone! It's Melanie, Uncle Dusty!
Well, don't!
Yes.
Ask her where she is.
Yes.
And ask her why it's taken us so long to get there.
Yes, right. Where are you, Melanie? And why has it taken you so long to get there? Melanie? Hello? Hello? She's gone.
Oh, she's gone, you barn pot. A rotten money's run out with you going, it's Melanie! It's Melanie! It's Melanie! What a wally!
You really will have to try and control yourself more, Wilfred. I mean, you were behaving like a 5-year-old.
I'm sorry.
You get it this time, Uncle Rubbish.
Right, I will. Hello?
Hello, Uncle Rubbish.
It's Melanie, it's Melanie, it's Melanie, it's Melanie Rapface, it's Melanie Rapface, it's Melanie.
For crying out loud, rubbish, pack it in. Oh. Go and get Frida, Wilfred.
Okay.
Melanie, lovely, how are you?
I'm fine.
We've been worried about you, Melanie. What sort of a trip did you have?
Lucky.
And how's Auntie Maggie?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I can't find her.
But aren't you at her house now?
I can't find her house.
Oh, dear, Melanie. Look, it's 27 Magnolia Avenue, Perth.
There isn't a Magnolia Avenue in Perth.
Of course there is, Melanie.
Hey, what's up, old gaffer?
Melanie says there isn't a Magnolia Avenue in Perth.
Where is she? Oh, hello, Melanie. This is your mother.
Hello, ma'am.
She says she can't find Auntie Maggie and there isn't a Magnolia Avenue in Perth.
Of course there is. Melanie, it's the second turning left after the dog and duck.
There's no dog and duck here, ma'am. You must be wrong.
Are you trying to tell me I don't know where my own sister lives? I've been to Scotland dozens of times.
Scotland?
Yes, Perth, Scotland.
Oh, bloody hell. I'm in Australia.
How the other has she managed to get to Australia? She gets lost going to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know, Frida, love.
I mean, her instructions were simple enough. Change at Crewe, from Crewe to Southampton, change at Southampton, then to Swansea, change at Swansea for Liverpool, then to Hull via Isle of Man, back to Crewe, change for Carlisle, back again to Crewe, change for Aberdeen, and Thummerless to Perth. Nothing tricky about that.
Why didn't you ask her when she was on the phone how she got to Australia?
I was going to when her money ran out.
Well, if she's no money, she can't ring up. And we can't ring her because we haven't got a number. What do you think, Wilfred?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, I do. I don't know why I didn't say this earlier, but if she's no money and we have a new number, she can't ring us up. But if we didn't have a number, we had her money, we couldn't get her number. Or if we hadn't got a number and we had no money, then they'd send them here. Or if we had a number and she had money... And this is the important bit. When I didn't have the number first, she bring it back. But if she has no money, you're left with a very simple but most unsolvable problem.
And, what's that, old lad?
I forgot what the question was.
Oh, poor Melanie. 12,000 miles away. What can I do?
Go over and join her, then we can all get a bit of peace.
Oh, I can't cope.
I'll go.
I wonder who that is.
One thing's certain. It won't be Melanie.
Hey, are you expecting anybody, old gaffer?
No, I'm not rat-faced.
Well, we don't have to get callers in the morning.
Hey! It's somebody from Scotland Yard Missing Persons Bureau. Fred Tibbers rang him up and they sent somebody.
Good old Fred.
Oh, is it, Wilf?
Come in.
Sid Squeak here. I am the senior supervising officer from the Missing Persons section, and this is my chief assistant, Mr. Stanley Bubble.
How do you do, you sir?
I understand from the message on my answering machine at Scotland Yard that somebody is missing.
That's quite correct, Mr. Squeak, yeah.
Firstly, it is necessary to have an exact description of the missing person.
She's a prat with pigtails.
That is not exactly what I am speaking of.
But she's Melanie Nutterkin.
And I'm a mother. Please find her, Mr. Squeak.
Oh, Mr. Squeak will do his best, yes, sir.
What were the circumstances of the disappearance?
Well, she went to an auntie's in Scotland with £6 and got off at Crewe. She changed at Southampton and she has no money. But we have money and a number. So she went back to Crewe for money. We haven't got her number. So if she didn't have any money, her number would still be... I forgot what the question was.
So she's lost.
Oh, no, no. We know where she is.
I see.
Ah, she's in Australia. She set off for Scotland and ended up in Australia.
Ah, yes. It happens constantly. Stanley, let us extract a description which we will circulate to my members of staff in the Southern Hemisphere.
Very good, Sydney.
Let us start with a facial description. Eyes?
She has two.
No, yes, I am. Oh, oh. Mr. Squeak means what colour are her eyes?
Bloodshot.
I see. Bloodshot. Does she have any distinguishing features?
She has a big ugly lump on the end of her neck.
That's her head.
Next, her nose.
Runny.
I see. And you say you actually want this person back?
Ah, but she's part of family, Mr. Squeak.
If it's any else, I ran into Paul yesterday.
Sensational.
Yeah, what?
A first-class organisation.
How did you get their telephone number?
It was in the directory.
Ah, well done, well said.
It was a nice lady who entered. I told her all what had happened and gave her Auntie Maggie's address in Scotland. And she was ever so helpful and said it would cost £12.50. And Auntie Maggie gets the flowers today.
Wilfred?
Yes?
What flowers are these, Wilfred?
From Interpol.
What a prize, Wally, you are, Grimshaw.
Oh, no, somebody else answer, it's a dead end.
Hello? It's Melanie, everybody! It's Melanie!
Get a number, get a number!
Just a minute!
Get a number!
Just a minute! I can't hear. Yes? 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 Oh, brilliant!
Oh, she's coming back, I can feel it!
Yes? I'll tell him! Brilliant! Bye-bye!
Tell us, lad, what did she say?
Yes, lad, what news?
Well, yesterday, after she'd run out, she went to British Embassy.
What a brilliant little girl.
Yeah, they lent her some money, and she went to the airport and made inquiries how she'd get to England. They gave her a ticket and told her to go to Perth Airport and change it Darwin. Fly to Hong Kong, change it Hong Kong, change at Bangkok, fly to Bahrain, change there, fly to Frankfurt. Change that and get a plane to London.
Brilliant. That is the best news I've ever heard. Oh, what time's she arriving?
She ain't.
Why?
She's in Cuba.
You have been listening to Ticket to Ride, starring the Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morrison, Robin. Ticket to Ride is written and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig. And I think my puddings have burned again.